Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so excited to be here today. Guess why else I'm excited? Because Dr. Ed from Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester is coming. He's going to be here live in the studio, and he's got lots to share. He's my new sponsor. I'm really excited. Can you tell? And I only had one cup of coffee. This is just the real me. So I've got great music for you, so stay with me, and I'll be right back. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. So let me tell you something, folks. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. What is a Messianic congregation? Well, I'm really glad you asked that question. Messianic congregations have sprung up all over the world. I mean, there are over 30 of them in Israel alone. There's one or two or three in almost every city in the whole country and in many, many countries across the world. They're congregations made up of Jews and Gentiles that love Jesus. We call them Yeshua, that's his Hebrew name. And we celebrate the traditional Jewish holidays, but we recognize that Yeshua is present in every one of those holidays. We love fellowshipping together. Some of our songs are in Hebrew, some of them are in English, but we all come together as one. It's wonderful. Come and fellowship with us at Shema Yisrael every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. While you're there, check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open Saturdays after services from around 12 to 1, and it's open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7, and Thursdays from 1 to 6. At the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop, you can get beautiful Jewish calendars. You can get books, CDs, cards, jewelry, prayer shawls, jumbo shofars, all kinds of cool stuff. So please be sure to check it out, because you know, Hanukkah and Christmas, they're coming. Great place to go for gifts. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, maybe you'd like to visit a congregation out that way. Well, guess what? There's Congregation Berith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. All right, Jonathan, take it away. Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Hey, yeah, Shabbat Shalom. That means a day of peace, Sabbath peace. I wish peace to all of you. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard to have peace because you're so worried about stuff. But just know that God loves you. He cares about everything that you're going through. And when you trust Him, you can have peace. Amen. All right, Ted Pierce has this really cool song called Who Has Ascended?
Who has ascended into heaven? Descended, who has gathered the wind in his fists, who has bound up the waters as a garment, who has established the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name? Tell me if you can tell. Thank you.
Yeah, again, that was Ted Pierce, and the CD is called Warsaw Sessions. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm really excited that I have sponsors that are helping me keep this program on the air. And word of mouth is a powerful thing, and I recently discovered Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Dr. Ed is going to be here with me live in the studio right now, but maybe you'd like to hear a little bit about it first. Here we go.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Check out their website, www.ucccroc.com. Whew, it's going to be an exciting interview. Tell all your friends to turn the radio on to 990 AM. We're going to talk a lot about healing, how God designed our body, and how He wants us to be in health. He wants us to be healed. If you look at Psalm 103, you know how it starts. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Here's a beautiful rendition of that in Hebrew. This is Sue Samuel, Baraki Nafshi.
Baraki Nafshi et Adonai V'chol Kerevai et Shem Kadsho. Baraki Nafshi et Adonai V'al Tishkehi kol gemulav. Baruchi nafshi et Adonai v'chol karavai et shem kadsho. Baruchi nafshi et Adonai v'al tishkehi kol gemulav. All my shame, and He heals all my wounds. He redeemed me from the grave and surrounds me with love. Baruch Nafshi et Adonai, b'chol karavai et shem kadsho. Tishkehi kol gemulav.
Oh, yes. My prayer for you today as you're listening to this program is that you are healed. You know, the Lord speaks to us through His scripture, through the Word, and it says in Isaiah 53, by His stripes we are healed. And there are many more scriptures in the Bible that talk about healing. And we're going to talk a lot about that when Dr. Ed comes into the office. I am really excited. And sometimes you do need an adjustment after you dance around a lot. And when you hear the music of Mikadem, you do want to dance around. This is one of my favorite from their whole CD. It's called Hallelujah. Woohoo!
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. I'm telling you guys, I'm in love with that song. I think I could listen to it like, you know, 20 times in a row. Wow. Well, I'm really excited Dr. Ed is in the studio. We're going to talk with him soon. But another sponsor that's been helping me stay on the air, and God is so amazing to find these people for me. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And yes, now we do need our furnaces on. We know, but we had a nice time of hot weather, but I think the time has come. Make sure that your furnace is working properly. You want to call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They love the Lord. They're family owned and operated. 585-889-7840. I bet you there's somebody out there listening right now that said, you know what? This morning I went to turn on my furnace and it wouldn't turn on. Well, see, now aren't you glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings? You're going to want to call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Tell them that Ethel sent ya. All right, next we've got this really cool song. When I listen to this song, I just feel the Holy Spirit just flowing through me, all over me. It's just amazing. Glory Come Down, Paul Wilbur. Whew!
Secret place, oh God, under the shadow of your wings. Here in your presence, there's no place I'd rather be. I need you more than anything. Glory, come down. Come down, glory, come down, glory, come down. The song of heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, rise up. Worship as we sing. All creation longs to hear the joyful sound of the returning of our
glory come down. Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know the Jewish Torah or law God imparted to the Israelites at Mount Sinai is actually the first five books of the Bible? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. What is now known as Judeo-Christian values was based on the Torah. Torah means to teach. For thousands of years, these teachings of right and wrong have instructed countless leaders about freedom, justice, and morality. A priceless blessing shared with the whole world. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. I know that
All right, who's in the mood for some bagels? Yeah, doesn't everybody love bagels? Well, you can win a coupon for bagels. I have another easy question. You have to be the first caller at 585-222-2990. And if you are calling from out of town, I will make sure you get something different other than a coupon. Okay, the question is, why did Moses break the stone tablets that were inscribed with God's commandments at Mount Sinai? He came down the mountain with the tablets and he saw something and he got mad and he just threw the tablets down and broke them. But why? Why did he break the tablets? 222-2990. Call now. Hurry up. Remember, folks, if you don't call me, then I don't think you're listening and I might get very sad. 222-2990. Call now.
Tells me, and it compels me, and I obey Hashem in Him I fear.
Congratulations. Somebody out there is listening. You know, we know now that there is at least one person listening. Yeah. Okay, who we got?
This is Keith.
Hi, Keith. How are you? Shalom.
Oh, God is a healer.
He is, and we're going to talk more about that in a moment or two. Do you have the answer for me, Keith?
Oh, yeah. He was. He came back down from the mountain, and he saw that the people were they were engaging in idolatry.
Yeah. What were they worshiping?
Oh, gosh.
It was a golden something, right?
Oh, the golden calf.
That's right. You got it. All right, Keith, make sure we have your address. I'm going to send out a coupon for bagels for you. And hold on to your seats now, because we've got some real good stuff coming your way. This is real good information everybody needs to know.
This young man didn't take my address.
Well, don't hang up then. You just stay on the line. And he will take care of you, okay?
Okay, cool. It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. God bless you, Keith.
You too.
All right. Well, it is my privilege. I mean, folks, I've been doing this for 20 years, and it never gets boring. And I'm so excited to welcome my new friend. Now, he's not just a new sponsor. He's a new friend, Dr. Ed Giliotti from Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Did I say it all right?
You got it 100%.
Oh, cool. I'm so happy to have you on the program. And I got to tell folks listening, yes, this is a show about Messianic Judaism. And you know, there are some things that just transcend all believers, Jew, Gentile, Greek, no matter male, female. Certain things affect us all. We've had people on the show talking about pro-life because that affects everybody. And what we're going to be talking about today are health. That affects everybody. So it's not just, you know, we're only going to talk about health if you're a Messianic Jew. No, this topic is so important, you know, that everyone needs to hear what Dr. Ed has to say. So Dr. Ed, I'm a little curious now. I know, of course, you didn't grow up Jewish. You know, you didn't have a Jewish mother. I do volunteer to be your Jewish mother if you'd like one. But
I need one.
I'll be your Jewish mother.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm always adopting young men. Okay. So you didn't grow up Jewish. Tell me a little bit about how you did grow up and found Jesus, your Messiah.
Awesome. Thank you. And first off, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here. So thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Great. So I grew up Roman Catholic. So my parents are both Roman Catholic, and we would go to church every Sunday. But I would say when I was growing up, I didn't really know the Lord. Like, I knew to go to church, but I didn't really know the Lord. And then through a series of events we'll probably get into a little bit today, I rediscovered the Lord three, four years ago. And the transformations He's done in my life and continue to do, the blessings in all different aspects is just amazing.
So you went through a little bit of trauma, didn't you?
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
All right.
Who doesn't like talking about trauma, right?
We call that tsuris in Yiddish. When you have troubles, you have tsuris. Tell me about your tsuris.
So I was, at one point in my life, a lot of my life, most of my life, I felt indestructible. So I felt like there was never a time I could get hurt in anything. So when I picked sports, I picked sports accordingly. So I transitioned from being a soccer player probably at the age of 17, and I got into martial arts. So I did, you know, my mother must have been, you know how excited my mother must have been about that, right? So I was doing kickboxing and boxing, and you probably know this about me already, Ethel. When I do things, I go 100% in. There's no like middle ground with me.
I have noticed this about you.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent.
But it can be good.
Yeah, well, I'm using it for good. I'm using it for good now.
Amen. He's using his powers for good. Duly noted.
Hold me accountable.
Yes.
So I was in my first semester at chiropractic college, and I didn't know why I wanted to be a chiropractor. Just one day, I'm Canadian, originally Canadian. So I was at Brock University, my final semester. I was all set to be a teacher in Canada. Like, I was going to go to teacher's college, everything. I woke up one day and I said, I got to be a chiropractor. And I just put all my transcripts into the chiropractic colleges that I wanted to go to. And my friends are like, what are you, out of your mind? Like,
it popped into your head out of nowhere?
Exactly. I woke up one morning, I'm like, I want to be a chiropractor. There was no rhyme or reason to it. Literally no rhyme or reason.
Nobody had talked to you? Nobody had tried to convert you to chiropractic?
Nobody. My mother brought us there when we were younger. Like, she brought us to a chiropractor, but I didn't really understand it. We would just go occasionally because my mother was suffering from, like, you know, the generic neck or back pain. So it was really odd that it popped into my head. But usually when I get things like that, I just act on it. And I didn't know the Lord at that time, but I knew there was something to it.
Something was driving you.
Exactly. So I was in my first semester at chiropractic college, and all of a sudden, my health took a turn for the worst.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I had I started developing all these really weird symptoms, and nobody could figure out what was going on. So I started getting – it was almost like overnight, too. I went from feeling indestructible, boxing four times a week. I was boxing in Geneva, New York. There was an awesome coach down there and team. And all of a sudden, I started getting right-sided headaches, which were really migraines, I know now, burning in my throat, burning on the whole right side of my chest. I had right knee instability for quite a while, even after I got reconstructive ACL surgery. I had an SI joint problem, so back issues, digestive issues. My eyesight was affected. I couldn't see things clearly, and I didn't notice this until I got my life back, which I'll get into, but everything seemed dark. Everything seemed dark. Like, it always seemed like I had like a light tint of shades on all the time.
You were pretty young for this to be happening.
24.
That's way too young.
Yep, 24. And I think where my health really affected me the most, where this affects most people, but they don't really bring it up because I don't think we're aware to it until we really pay attention to it. It was affecting me on the emotional plane. So for the first time in my life, I felt really down. I felt depressed, and I'm not talking just like I felt sad. Like, I felt like I was in a depression. I had anxiety, so the only emotions I could really feel in my life, and this happened for quite a while, was anxiety, irritability, or just complete numbness.
I bet you weren't much fun to be around at that time.
Well, this is the thing, though. So in all seriousness, I put on a mask, and I put on a good mask, like so many people.
Oh, you faked it.
So, yeah, that's it. So people, when people found out, like people that became good friends of mine over the years later, what I went through, they're like, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea when you were in school what was going on, because I put on a front. I'm always outgoing. I was always very social. But really, all my relationships were surfacey. They're extremely surfacey because I couldn't let anybody in to let them know what I was going on unless it was like my mother or my brother, you know?
So you didn't just have physical pain. You had mental pain.
Yeah. And I would say spiritual too.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
So what help did you get?
So at that point, I realized that I had to do something, and I wanted to hit the nail on the head right away, and I wanted to get it all done. So like so many people, I took action. So I started seeing a whole bunch of different practitioners, from chiropractors first, right? I'm like, chiropractic's going to help me. And nobody could help me. The school couldn't help me, nobody. I went to acupuncturists. I went to traditional Chinese medicine docs, counseling, EMDR for post-traumatic stress disorder, because they were saying I had symptoms of that too, Rolfing, massage therapy, if I didn't already say counseling, that, spiritual healing, I was reaching. I was trying literally everything.
You name it, you tried it.
That's how I felt, like so many people.
Yep. Wow. And nothing really helped much, huh?
2 years of it. It was going up and down, my symptoms. I didn't enjoy life. I spent a lot of my life really being anxious. I also had insomnia. I was only sleeping 2 hours a night. So life really sucked. But I came to the realization in my mind where I was just like, I lost hope. Big, tough Eddie. And I think this was God's way of breaking me down to make room for him, because I was my own God at that time, right? I controlled my own life because he wasn't in my life, right? I thought I was the one that carved my own paths.
You probably didn't want to live.
I didn't like life at all. I didn't like life at all. Mm. So I went through about a year and a half, 2 years of it, and then I gave up hope. I said, forget it. I had this naive belief that I was going to help other people with their health, even though I didn't really know what health was at that time. And I was just going to put on a mask. And if anybody asked how I was doing, I know there's people listening out there. And if you hear this word, you're going to be like, yeah, I always knew that, but it never got brought to my attention. I would use the 4-letter F word. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
How are you? Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
are you?
It was no, a complete
nobody's
lie.
Honest.
No. Fine's never fine. I know that because I'm married now, too. If my wife says fine,
look
like,
out.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I should approach the situation or give it time, right?
retreat.
Exactly. So I just went on with my life as well as I could. I had 1 year left in chiropractic college. And then it was in April of 2012. I one day changed the course of my life.
One day
was the starting of the change. It was like where I could put on the timeline.
I'm intrigued.
I used to shadow a whole bunch of chiropractors. So shadowing's when you follow them around for a day. Etha, when you come to the office, you'll see if there's people sitting on the pew, and they're not being seen, like they're not going in a room. A lot of times people, it'll confuse them. They'll be like, oh no, you're next. And they're like, no, I'm good. If you see them with a clipboard, they're probably from out of state or out of city. Chiropractors seeing what we're doing.
They're observing.
Because we're doing unique work. Now, I went and shadowed an upper cervical chiropractor.
Did you even know what that was?
I did, but they didn't really talk about it at work, at school. At school, they gave it about a few minutes time each semester, and I was in my eighth semester by then, and they would literally just say enough to say that it's either hogwash, like hogwash is pretty much, that it's not real, like there's no validity in it. But I actually found it was quite the opposite once I looked into it, which I'm going to get into my story. So I went and shadowed this chiropractor, and this chiropractor's office, you could time warp it back to 1978. So the first thing I thought is people aren't going to come here because it looks nice. There was no, like, it literally looked like the moment they opened in the late 70s, nothing changed. Not a painting, not wallpaper, nothing. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So that's my first impression. I go in, it's about a 700 square foot office. And I went and I stood in a corner of one exam room. And there wasn't much room, and I watched people come in and out the whole day, and the phone rang off the hook. Off the hook. And there was people literally the whole day just coming in this office, like back to back. There was no dead time, like there was no time with nobody there.
Pretty popular.
Yep. So I was asking, the doctor was making sure that I asked all these people why they came and where they are now with their health. There was people, this wasn't like a regular chiropractic office. I shadowed a bunch. I think because I was sick, I was always looking for an answer. It was very interesting because these people were with this doctor for years, decades, with all different ends of health. Like we're talking people with no symptoms and they're like, my Aunt Debbie got her life changed here. She kept bugging me every Thanksgiving and Christmas until I said, if it helped her so much, why am I not checking myself? Making sure my health is doing well. And then there was a whole other end where we were talking like seizures, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's. It was a woman who claimed she was wheelchair bound and suicidal in 1992. And after a year of care, she finally threw away that wheelchair in 2005, even though since 1993, she never used it, but she was scared it was going to come back. So they told her she wasn't going to live anymore. She was suicidal, excruciating pain. She got her life back. So left that day. Called my now wife, who, mind you, it was my girlfriend at the time, and I was emotionally numb to her because I was numb to everybody, but I just like was going through the motions. And I know now, Ethel, you know this. If I knew you back then, if you were my Jewish mother, you could have helped me through this. But I know now how smart she is. Back in the day, I didn't give her the credit, at least not in this realm. So I was on the phone, and I said, I'm going to be going home now. And she goes, so how was it? Floored me. That question floored me. And usually I'm like quick to answer, as you can probably already tell.
You didn't want to say fine.
Yeah, I didn't want to say fine. I said this. I said, it's one of two things, Mandy. I said, either this is a straight cult and everybody drank the Kool-Aid. So, true. Exactly what I said. Or there's something to it. I said, it's one or the other. I don't know. And she paused on the phone for probably a second, which was felt a lot longer. And she goes, so what are you going to do about it?
Ooh.
Right. So that's how, if you haven't already noticed, that's how you get me to move. So I said, listen, let me talk to you later. I'm going to go home. I'm going to figure this out. So I ended up getting a hold of the doc 2 days later. The doc got back to me. I said, I want to come back and shadow again. It's the first chiropractor out of 10 I ever went back for a second time because I would shadow around New York State and Ontario, Canada, where I was from. And she goes, sure, under one condition. And I go, what's that? She goes, you got to get under care. Right?
How did you feel about that?
I used the 4-letter F word on the phone.
Well, that's fine.
I said, no. I said, no, it's okay. I'm fine.
Oh, I don't need it.
Yes,
I'm fine.
Exactly. I'm fine. Leave me alone. I gave up on myself, right? Like so many people that are apathetic, your friends and your family that are out there and you see them suffering. You're going to see them at Thanksgiving and you say, why don't you do something? And they have a whole story on why they shouldn't because everything's already failed them, right?
Right.
And she goes, I don't care how you feel. She said it point blank. She goes, I don't care how you feel. Chiropractic is how you're functioning, how your nervous system's working. You'll never understand this work unless you get it done. So she goes, if you want to come back in the office, you have to get under care. You're a student. I'll take care of you on me. So I said, I thought for a second. I said, okay, she's not budging. I said, okay, sounds good.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I have Dr. Ed live in the studio from Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, and he's telling us his story. Keep listening.
Thank you. And so I got under care. I started going after school, after the school clinic. I would drive all the way there, and I would start like three times a week. And I would just go to the – I wasn't getting paid. I would go there because I was trying to learn as much as I could. I had 8 months left in school, and when I was in clinic, and this was way more interesting in clinic, believe it or not, way more interesting. So she ended up taking x-rays of my upper neck. It was the first time anybody ever took imaging of me out of all the practitioners I went to. Nobody took imaging of me. So she took x-rays of my neck, and my atlas vertebra, which you know about now, Ethel, it's a top bone in your neck that supports your skull, and it's where – the lowest part of the brain. Your brain's a 3-pound tissue. And out there, anybody listening, what is the brain control?
Everything.
Everything. Literally every function in the human body. It funnels through to your brain stem. All that 3-pound of tissue funnels through to the brain stem. It's the lowest part of the brain, turns into the spinal cord. And that's about the diameter of your finger. And it goes down the spinal canal.
Wow.
So she took specific x-rays of my upper neck. And it showed that my atlas vertebra was injured and sliding up on the right side of my skull. Very significantly. Like when you looked at it, she had all these fancy lines on it and you could see it plain as day. And she looked at me dead in the eyes and she goes, "You're not telling the truth. What's really going on in your life?"
You didn't say fine anymore, did
no,
you?
No, I told her the truth. The rest is history. Got under care. Very skeptical when I first started. Very skeptical because we were told in school for 2.5 years that there was nothing to it. Right? Because they just didn't know. Within 2 months, my symptoms improved by 50%. I started getting glimpses of life back. And that's what it's about. It's about life. It's not really the symptoms. It's just I had no life.
And then you got hope back too.
Exactly. Hope. Once I started seeing the break. See, but the funny thing is it took me a little bit of time to notice I was improving until my girlfriend, who's now my wife, started noticing. I was sleeping 4 hours a night instead of two. I started getting the headaches 3 days out of the week instead of seven or six. I was now... The biggest thing, and this is amazing when we get to see it in the office because we see it more times than you'd ever imagine, as you start to see people come back to life with their emotion and their health. I started getting glimpses of excitement again for the first time in years. And no joke, it scared me. It scared me because when you're emotionally numb for a year to 2 years, like literally nonstop, and I would be like, oh my gosh, this weekend I'm going to Canada, I'm excited. Or this weekend I'm going to see my girlfriend, I'm excited. And then it would like really like I would catch myself. I'm like, what is that? It sounds crazy, but it's honest to gosh truth. And then I started getting my life back. I also had digestive issues I forgot to mention. So I had food run right through me, no matter what, for years. And then I started actually having like my digestion started clearing out. I started having proper bowel movements.
It helps with that too?
I started seeing life improve, and I couldn't understand it at 2 months in. Stuck with care, and it wasn't all fun. It was up and downs, but I noticed that I was like incremental. I can sort of relate it to when I was with my walk with the Lord. It's like as each month passes and you pray and you build a relationship, it gets stronger and stronger. It's like, you know, you start seeing more sun, less clouds because you're getting more truth. By 10 months in, I had my life back.
Praise God. Well, Dr. Ed, how is that type of adjustment different? Because a lot of people talk about chiropractic. I've been hearing about chiropractors for years. Most people go to the chiropractor and they get the old snap, crackle, pop routine. How is upper cervical chiropractic different from those other types of chiropractors?
Well, that's a great question. Upper cervical chiropractic actually isn't new, even though there's not nearly as many chiropractors doing it that should be. In the 1930s is when it was discovered, this form of chiropractic, and there was a lot of research to it. But just so you can understand, because people out there are probably thinking, well, how come I haven't heard of this before? In the 1980s, what happened was insurance came into chiropractic, and the insurance company said, we will pay for chiropractic treatments, quote unquote, if the chiropractor talks about two things. What two things do you usually think chiropractic's a treatment for? Anybody who's listening? Neck pain or back pain.
Yes.
So it became very symptom-based and they stepped away from the nerve system. So it sort of like ruined how chiropractic was done. So what makes chiropractic different is that where we focus primarily is the upper portion of the neck. And you say, well, what about the rest of the spine? We will assess it, but I want you to think about how the body's designed. God made it where that 3-pound tissue, that brain, controls everything. And when you say everything, that isn't a figure of speech. It controls 30 to 40 trillion cells in your body.
Wow, that's a lot.
All the nerve impulses, yeah. And it's great because we don't think of that, right? Like, mm-hmm. we're 30 to 40 trillion cells highly organized by a brilliant, like a great designer. Brilliant designer, the best we'll ever meet, right?
Yes.
So 30 to 40 trillion cells is under control of that 3-pound brain. It funnels through to the brainstem, like I described. That goes through the brainstem is the lowest part of the brain. It goes through the top two bones in the neck. So let's say at any point in your life, your child, you had a slip, a fall, a birth injury, because they're pulling on 99% of the children's head and necks in the delivery room, which they never did before the 1900s. That's a new phenomenon. Okay. Football, hockey, car accidents, if I didn't already mention them. My mother and now my wife, right when they became mothers, become superheroes. My wife will deadlift like 80 pounds and not wait 20 minutes for me to get home to help her move it, because it had to be done right away, right? And then if I ask her, I say, why didn't you just wait for me to move that? She goes, I've been waiting 2 weeks, Ed. Okay? And I'm like, okay, I got no response.
But, oh boy.
Yeah. But we put ourselves under undue stress, and what they've been able to show, and we can prove with imaging, is that if there's an injury to that upper neck, right, and let's say one of those bones misalign and they put direct pressure on the lowest part of the brain, known as the brainstem, which is tight in that canal, it's protected by those bones. Think about it. If there's one of those bones have misaligned and they're putting pressure at the top of the neck, what would that affect in your body?
Probably everything.
You got it. If the brain controls everything and there's pressure on that area, and we could quantify it, not based off of the way I feel that day, but we could show it with nerve testing and 3D imaging. We've been so blessed. We were the first place in New York State to get a complete postural cone beam CAT scan. So we have 3D imaging on site. So we can use math and physics to find out where the injury is to the neck and how to correct it very gently and precisely.
That raises another question, and I'm sure that you get this all the time. People come into you and they'll say, well, here, I have my x-rays from my doctor, but that's not quite the same as what you have, is it?
It's very different. The technology is very different, and the way they're looking at it is very different too. See, medicine is fantastic when we use it for the right reasons. Medicine, they're there to help us, and they've helped me many times and my family too during a crisis or a trauma. So they're there to help you. Like if you're having a heart attack, like a diabetic shock, right? You need help there. You need insulin. A knife in your back, or me, my nose, as you can see, Ethel, now, flatter me. Okay, I got a nice nose now. They had to break it and restraighten it. I broke it 3 times boxing, right? So medicine is fantastic. But you got to remember, when they're taking imaging, which first off, they're not using the technology we're using yet, because they're not looking for what we're looking for. They're looking at imaging or any testing you have during the lens of a crisis or trauma. So think about it. If someone you know or love or yourself is suffering out there for a long time and you have possibly injured your neck a long time ago that hasn't been addressed, they're going to be looking on the x-rays, the CAT scans, or the MRIs under the lens. Do you have broken bones, dislocations, or diseases or cancers? If you don't have any of them, what happens to so many people that feel defeated that we've seen in the office or anything? They're going to say, Mrs. Jones, you're fine. And they're not wrong. They're fine to what they're checking. But the way we're using the imaging is we're actually looking to see if the bones have been injured slightly, millimeters of movement, if there's pressure on the nerve system. And then if we can prove it's affecting all the nerves that control life. It's about life.
This has really made you appreciate God more, hasn't it?
You know, the things we've seen in the office, the miracles, and I know you had Donna on here a few weeks ago, and she's one of many stories like that. And it's I give all the glory to God. Like we do amazing work in the office, but it's His amazing design. You see, we have to, as Christians, we have to acknowledge that God doesn't make mistakes, that everything is intelligently designed, and there's laws behind everything. There's laws behind everything in life. It's like gravity works every time. It doesn't matter if there was a prince in 1210 AD with 300 gold coins, gravity would still work for him. He better rely on that law. Or if I'm worth 30 trill in the Middle East, let's say I get a new renewable resource, okay? It doesn't matter. Gravity will still work. And the body is the same, but we got to start working with His beautiful and His infinite design. And here's what it is. The nerve system, the nerves that travel from the brain down, control every cell, every process, every physical, emotional reaction, spiritual, I would even say spiritual, because without a nervous system, you're not going to be here, right? In your body. So you're only as healthy as your nerve system. If you have no nerve flow, you have no life. If you have full nerve flow, you have full life. So our goal is to get people from the middle, where they're, that brilliant design that God designed them isn't working the way it should, and just remove any interferences to get that body working at 100% so they can express life with or without symptoms.
Mm, wonderful. What I really appreciate, and I've only been coming to see you for a couple of months, but I like the fact that you test our nerves and how our body's reacting. You can tell if we're in alignment or out of alignment. And if we don't need an adjustment, you don't give us an adjustment. I'd never experienced that before. I've been to other chiropractors and they just automatically adjust you the exact same way every time. And the same way they're adjusting Susie and Johnny next to me. It's like cookie cutter or something. But you are looking at how our body is responding, and if we don't need an adjustment, you don't give us one. And I think that's really cool.
It's really cool. And it's the same premise of watering a plant. You see, we've been blessed. As you know, we've been blessed to help a lot of people in the office. We're one of the biggest offices in Rochester. And it's funny because 40% of our patients come from over 40 minutes away. So the reason why I was saying that is because we have a lot of Amish. We've been blessed with the Amish community who comes, and I love them.
I noticed that.
Yeah, they're sweet people. They're hilarious. They have such a great sense of humor. And they'll come in, and they'll look at our plants, and they're straightforward, right? And they'll say, you need to water that plant. Or they'll say, you've overwatered that plant.
Oy vey, how could you?
Yeah, right? And they'll say it, and I'll smirk, and I'll go tell the girls because they take care of the plants. But the truth is the truth. You got to water a plant at the right intervals.
That's right.
You have to know when and when not to touch God's beautiful design with the body. Like if it needs help, it needs assistance. But if it doesn't, then don't do it.
That's right. Before we get too close to the end of the show, if somebody out there is listening and they're really excited now and they want to come and they want to see you and they want to get better, how do they contact you?
So there's two ways. I always say check out our website to make sure that it resonates with you and we might be a good fit. If we can help you on the first visit, we'd let you know. We would do a whole bunch of testing and see if you're right for care. But the one way is through our website. Our website is www.uccroc.com. So it's uccroc.com.
I see.
Yep, you see. And then the other way would be contacting us through phone. You could always leave a message, and we have an awesome team. We have, I think now, four awesome girls that work for us. They keep the office afloat. So if you see me, it's not all me doing it. We've been blessed to have help. And the phone number there is
474-3739. 474-3739. Great. Well, we have time for one more question, and that is, now that you or somebody else is like 90% better, 100% better, does that mean they don't need to come anymore? Or how does that work once you're fixed?
Well, that's a great question. You're asking in-depth questions today.
I'm telling you.
So I always say, because every once in a while, not too often, but we'll get the question. We'll say, well, if I go to a chiropractor, do I always have to go? My question is this. If you want to live life to the fullest, yes. You see, we maintain everything in our life. We maintain our cars. We maintain our finances. We maintain our house. We maintain all of that. But and then at the end of the day, we forget to maintain our health. See, the nerve system controls everything. So it, just like you would get oil changes on your car if you're driving it, it's important if you want to live life to the fullest. See, I don't pull anybody's arm to be in the office, but overwhelmingly, majority of people, when they finish their initial care plan and they're doing so good with their life, they're like, life's way better. I'm on less drugs or no drugs and no surgeries. And I'm feeling so much better. I'm able to do more and help more people. Let's keep going. And then what we do is we make it very easy for people to come in and make sure they're doing amazing so we can keep their nervous system functioning at 100%. They can express life fully and live life to the fullest.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. I can't believe we've come to the end of our time.
That was fast.
As your new Jewish mother, I want to tell you, son, you've done well. Mama's proud of you. Thank you for being my guest today, Dr. Ed.
Thank you so much, Essel. I appreciate it. And anybody who's out there, don't lose hope. There's other answers out there. If you ever need somebody for your friends or family, call our office. We have a tight network of docs. My wife's the realtor, not me. I don't get the referral fee, okay? But we'll find people. We actually just got my family care in Italy, in the country, Northern Italy. We found him a doctor, so it was amazing.
Fabulous. Wow. All right. Well, now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Vayish Marecha. Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha. Yisa Adonai Panavalecha. We assemble Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Be sure to listen to next week's recorded program, a tribute to Aviad Cohen, who recently lost his life. He's now with the Lord, and you're going to hear an interview I did with him in 2005, and I'm going to feature lots of his music, so be sure to tune in next week right here on WDCX AM 990. And have a wonderful week. Shalom.